Hi, this is Pastor Greg. I want to thank you for tuning in to Chosen Generation Radio. When God called me to start this program 8 years ago, He led me to address three main topics while discussing current events through a biblical lens. I knew this was not supposed to be a preaching program, as there are a number of those on the radio. My calling was to address the LGBTQ agenda, Islam, and secular humanism. Just some non-controversial stuff. Secular humanism, which simply stated says man is the center and human reason has all the answers, and to leave God out of it. This indoctrination is really at the core of the shift in understanding America's founding, Constitution, and the Declaration of Independence. By removing God and biblical values, it's easy to see how gender dysphoria, unnatural sexual desires, and embracing a confused 7th century belief that rejects life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, namely Islam, a militant, geopolitical, totalitarian, and brutal regime, has taken root. I believe God has chosen this generation to ignite the passion to advance the radical message of the gospel and to once again establish America as the salt and light through which the message is advanced. Each segment applies that principle, no matter the topic. But how do we become this secular, democratic, non-theistic, top-down country run by a combination of demagoguery and elitism? I would suggest we examine our history. At America's founding, we had been oppressed by a tyrant king, claimed he actually spoke for God, and claimed a divine right monarchy. In order to set people free from these kind of despot leaders, one must reconnect the people with the one who grants all freedom. And so, preachers in the mid-1700s challenged the Christians in America to decide whom they should serve. Who was their king? Was it a man on a throne across the sea? Or was it the King of Kings, Jesus Christ? You cannot serve two masters. As the founders fermented in this, they began to see the need to create a new kind of country, a nation that valued life and recognized God as the author, who had been set free to liberty in Christ and to pursue abundant life. No, these weren't pieces on a board passed to one and not to another, as John Locke suggested, but rather they were a very part of who being American was, a concept only understood through biblical glasses as a blood-bought son of God and heir to the promise. So why are Christians so docile? You see, we live in a world filled with sin that has taken a stand to call God the enemy. We are children of God, heirs to the promise, yet we stand idly by as our brothers and sisters are slaughtered and our children's innocence is destroyed. Where's the anger and the rage at such atrocities? Jesus said it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea that he should offend one of these little ones. Jesus warned them not to cause harm or offense to the little ones, to the least of these. It would be better than a millstone were cast around his neck and he be drowned in the sea. That's not docile in the face of offense being done to children. This is Jesus speaking, the one that they say only speaks soft, lovely words. Or what about these verses? If God were your Father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Nor have I come of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word. You are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. Wow. To the leaders of the church, he says, you are sons of the devil. You are deaf and unable to hear or understand the words of God because you do not know him. Yet day after day, Christians sit back silently while little boys are chemically castrated, while children's minds are violated in a comprehensive sex education curriculum, while they are taught that America equals Christianity equals all white people are bad and they should be ashamed. Let's be clear. If you believe in the truth of the Bible, then you believe that all are sinners and have fallen short of the glory of God. That God in his grace and mercy, while we were his enemies doing all forms of vile behavior, sent his son, his only begotten son, to die for our sins, to lay down his perfect and sinless life as a human being, having set aside his divine nature to become a man so he could take our place and overcome sin and death on the cross. Jesus the Christ shed his blood, died on the cross, rose the third day, set free the captives, presented himself to the disciples and to several thousand, and then ascended to heaven, at which point the Holy Spirit descended from heaven to lead us into all truth. Ultimately, then, we understand that sin is the issue and the nature of man. The key then is a confession of faith in God through Jesus Christ and asking for forgiveness of sin. I believe that we have been called, and it is the purpose of Chosen Generation Radio to raise up a generation to take back this nation, to reestablish a constitutional republic with Jesus Christ at its core, providing life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all Americans, and once again advancing the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, folks, I got a great program lined up for you. Let me get my... get those levels back up where I want them. All right. Hey, if you missed yesterday's program, we're going to have the video of that posted as well. Great show yesterday. Sid Roth was with me. We had an incredible last segment with Sid. Also had a great segment with Judd Dunning and a great segment with Matt Long. And we talked about our children and protecting our children and how, you know, as a parent, you can justify your right to protect your children. We'll talk about some of those things coming up today. Let's see. Jeff Zink joins us. He's running for Congress in Arizona. He'll be our guest with Rick Manning as my co-host, bottom of hour number two. Top of the next hour, David Shostokas is not able to join us today. He'll be with us tomorrow morning, and we will get deep into Ketanji Brown Jackson and that whole situation. And why we absolutely, if you're watching, I'll give you this number, 202-224-3121, 202-224-3121. You need to call your senator and tell them no on Ketanji Brown Jackson. Also, if you're living in Utah, and I know you folks in Utah listen to me, and I love you all there on KYH 540 AM. You need to physically go down to Mitt Romney's office. He's got offices spread out throughout Utah. You need to physically go down to his office and ask them, just tell them, I want a form from you because I want to file a complaint with Mitt Romney. I want Mitt Romney to read my comment. You need to take the time out of your day. Folks, this is critically important in Utah, especially. If you don't believe, if you think that your children should become victims of pedophiles, then don't do anything. I mean, if that's your position, that your children should become victims of pedophiles, then don't do anything. Don't do anything. But don't complain when they come home with bloodstains in their underwear, okay? Because you decided not to do anything. I'm telling you, you need to go down to Mitt Romney's office nearest to you, and you need to demand a form so you can file a complaint that he has to read that says, I am angered that you would victimize my child, my grandchild, by voting in favor of Ketanji Brown Jackson. That's what you need to do. Every single person in Utah that is hearing me right now, you need to make plans in the next 48 hours to show up at one of Mitt Romney's offices there in Utah. If you're able, go to his office in Washington, D.C. But for certain, you can go to his office there in Utah, and you need to demand a form to file a formal complaint regarding his behavior in voting so that your child is a victim of pedophilia. It's you just must. Before God, you must. And that goes for those of you who are in Alaska, but I know specifically that I'm on in Utah, so I can speak to the people in Utah and encourage you to get involved, get engaged, and go do this. It's critical. And those that can't physically do that, call 202-224-3121 and tell your senator to vote no on this individual who doesn't even know that she's a woman because she's not a biologist, so she can't figure it out. Can't figure out she's a woman. It's ridiculous. All right. Donna Jackson joins me. Bottom of the next hour, we'll talk with Donna Jackson. We'll get into Ketanji a little bit. We're going to talk about Disney. We're going to talk about their focus and the Florida situation. And how about the NFL? The NFL now, once again, is taking a knee. Taking a knee. So sign up on my Facebook page. Boycott the NFL and its liberal agenda. I'll get you that link when we're in that segment. And then Bart Markois is going to be with us. We're going to talk about the Durham report and what it means and the potential. We've got criminal action now for sure. And I'm telling you, Durham is marching forward. And I'm looking forward to seeing some of these criminals put in jail. All right. I was a little fired up. I always try to warm the water up for my next guest, get it nice and warm so he can jump right in. Michael Morris, Newsbusters, Free Speech America. Welcome. Good to have you, Ed.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. I want to get the water stirring. I want to get it nice and hot so that way when you get in, it's nice and comfortable and you feel like you're getting in a jacuzzi.
Yeah, nice and warm this morning.
Oh, man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. So, so the White House is defying the Hunter Biden corruption story, saying we don't comment on the laptop. What do you think, Michael?
Yeah, the media doesn't comment on it either. In fact, it was, I believe it was 259 days. Report we put out not so long ago. Let me get the exact number on that. Yeah, you know, almost a year ago, the media wouldn't even say Hunter Biden. Truly crazy stuff. They've been hiding the story, pushing it down, trying not to admit it. And it wasn't until the New York Times piece just a few weeks back that they finally started to talk about the issue. It's because they're being, compelled to. The information's starting to come out, and they can't hide it anymore. But why have they been trying to hide it? Well, that's because the media does all that it can to protect the Biden administration and Democratic Party in particular, because it's an election year.
Well, I'm laughing. It's not funny, but it is funny. It's funny to the point of absurd. It's ridiculous. Is what it is. It's ridiculous because, now with everything that's being exposed about Hunter Biden, there's no way. There is absolutely no way because Joe Biden is attached to so many of those documents. I mean, he just plain is, folks. And so to me, there's no way that Joe Biden, Pokem China Joe, the criminal, should be sitting in the White House after the discovery of what his son's laptop has to say. All right, moving along to issues of free speech. How about this? Tucker Carlson, Charlie Kirk, and the Babylon Bee still locked out of Twitter. So we've got two Twitter stories, Michael, for your thoughts. That story, of course, obviously. And then Elon Musk, and he's going to be on the board, but there's a catch. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, what's incredible is you're right. You can't talk about important issues online. Big tech, doing its best to silence Americans, silence conservatives, and suppress our First Amendment rights online. Not allowing Americans, these American companies should be beholden to American principles, and they're simply not. You mentioned Tucker Carlson, Babylon Bee. They were talking about Rachel Levine. And Rachel Levine, as many people know, is part of the Biden administration and formerly spent his life, I say formerly, tongue-in-cheek, holding himself out as a male, and now wants to be called a female or a woman. And so these individuals, Tucker Carlson, Babylon Bee, simply pointed this out online, and were censored for it. And it's outrageous. You know, not only are Americans not allowed to talk about certain political issues online, we can't even talk about true science. And I would say these big tech companies and the leftists, they're the science deniers. You know, I mentioned that last week, but it can't be said enough. The true science deniers are the ones that won't allow people to even question things, let alone talk about the truth online.
Richard Leland Levine. Just saying. Born Richard Leland Levine. So we you know, that's who that person was, and has spent a good portion of their life up until it was only 2011 is when they, you know, finally transitioned to a woman, came out to her family and transitioned to a woman in 2011. This person is 63 years old in 2021, so they were 53 when they came out in 2011. So they spent 53 years of their life as a man and worked their way up in the Navy as a man, and then converted to becoming a woman, and then apparently a path of acceleration because that was the agenda. There you go. But yeah, okay. Let's see. What else do we have here? Oh, how about Pinterest? Did you see this one? Pinterest will remove content deemed as misinformation about climate change, according to the Wall Street Journal.
I have not seen that one about Pinterest, but it doesn't surprise me. Big tech across the board has been cracking down on what they call quote unquote misinformation. Really, it's just information that they disagree with. And, you know, that's what they've done from the very beginning. And here at the MRC, Free Speech America, we've been calling that out for years. Even before we were Free Speech America, Newsbusters has been following these big tech oligarchs and seeing what they've been doing online. And you mentioned earlier that Elon Musk is now breaking his way into Twitter. And, it's interesting. Yes. 9.2%, according to filings, is apparently how much he has taken in stock on Twitter. And he's also been offered a board seat now. And Twitter was, I guess, a Twitter about that just yesterday. And some interesting comments from some people that are on the pro-free speech side. You've got independent journalist Andy Ngo. He said, quote, leftist Twitter employees have taken to social media to complain about Elon Musk becoming the company's largest stakeholder. They're angry about the company's leftist culture potentially being challenged. You know, I think he's right. You know, that they definitely are angry. You could see that, and we're going to have a react piece out about that later sometime this week. And then, you know, Kara Frederick hit the nail on the head too. She's the Heritage Foundation's technology policy research fellow. She said, "Would love to see Elon Musk say, nope, we're going to do things differently around here, defying Parag Agarwal's instincts and pressing for First Amendment as Twitter's new guiding principle would shake up the place in the best of ways." And, you know, she's right, too. You know, that's exactly what Twitter should aim for. That's exactly what all of big tech should aim for, is first principles.
First Amendment rights. Absolutely. Real quick, too, we're also going to come back with a story about California Assembly Committee passing a bill that could legalize infanticide. Yes, you heard that right. Coming up. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down.
In both instances, God and his natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-656-1943. 800-656-1943.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-656-1943. 800-656-1943.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered. Oh, let me get my mic on here. There we go. All right. Welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic's off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My guest is Michael Morris. All right. So I was bringing up to you, California has Assembly Committee, according to the Epoch Times, new piece in the Epoch Times, passed a bill that could legalize infanticide. Buffy Wicks, Democrat out of Oakland, introduced Assembly Bill 2223. And what it does is existing law requires a county coroner to investigate the death of an unborn or newborn baby after 20 weeks into pregnancy resulting from suspected self-induced or criminal abortion, according to the bill. Except for legal abortions, the coroner has to record the conditions and causes of death on a death certificate, which can be used to establish or support a criminal prosecution. This bill says that it prohibits holding any person responsible, the mother or the health care provider, for miscarriage, stillbirth, abortion, or perinatal death of a baby based on their actions or omissions, Michael.
Yeah, wow. One thing's for sure, abortion is a despicable act. There's no question about it. You know, I think looking at the Constitution, right there in the 14th Amendment, and I'll just read Section 1, all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and the state wherein they reside. And then this here is the important part. No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life. That's the key. Any person of life, liberty of property without due process of law, nor deny to any person within the jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws. That's precisely what's happening here. And this is why, for the longest time, the left and the media would not answer whether or not an unborn baby is a human being. Mm-hmm. And that's something that here at MRC, CNSNews.com has been asking members of the Hill, politicians on the Hill, that very question. Is an unborn baby a human being? And the answer is obvious. Yes, of course it is, but they won't answer that question because they know they run up against the Constitution of the United States and natural law, where even unborn babies, which are human beings, are protected or should be protected in the United States of America.
I think you make an excellent point, Michael. I think you make an absolutely excellent point. And hopefully we'll see something along that line settled in this Supreme Court session, which again, ladies and gentlemen, is another reason why you need to be knocking on the doors of your senators regarding the Ketanji Jackson Brown nomination or Brown Jackson nomination, because again, this is an individual. Not only are they light on pedophiles and pedophilia and have a history of that, but they are very much for this abortion issue, and it's a horrific thing when you think about. We have Reverend Childress on our program monthly, blackgenocide.org. Check it out. If you've never looked at that website before, I encourage you to take a look at blackgenocide.org. All right, let's see. Ivanka Trump had to testify before the January 6th committee. Did you see that?
I have not actually seen that in the news, but it would not surprise me if they were out there blasting Ivanka Trump. They do everything they can to drag through the mud the Trump family and all things Trump, because the media is anti-conservative and their bias is just abundantly clear. The American people are waking up to that fact as well, and we're glad to see it here at the Media Research Center.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem signed legislation restricting the teaching of critical race theory in K through 12 schools, according to another article up at Epoch Times, April 6th. That's today.
Fascinating. Yeah, another big issue, one that arguably might have ushered in the Virginia governor, actually here in the United States, and something that continues to ride the waves at the local level. I know a lot of public school teachers that were very distraught about that being pushed in public schools, and the American people, parents in particular, rightfully cried out against it. The media, of course, tried to suppress that news as well and suggested somehow that CRT isn't being taught in public schools, which we now know is simply not true. And it's outrageous that that was something being pushed at the state and local level onto children. And good to see that conservatives are out there pushing back. And MRC is doing all that it can to call out the media bias when it won't report on the truth on that issue.
Absolutely. And then let's shift to the border. I know you've got two stories up here on border. The last 2 months, the Nets buried the border crisis, and corporate media silent as migrant caravan overruns Mexican National Guard. I'll give you the last thoughts on that about 45 seconds.
Sure. So Biden is talking about pulling back on Title 42, which was a law that allows the government to prevent the introduction of individuals during certain public health emergencies. Well, that's being pulled back, apparently. And what that means is DHS has said that it's bracing for as many as 18,000 migrants per day at the southern border if Title 42 is revoked. That's 540,000 migrants in a single month. Truly eye-popping numbers. And during the month of February and March, the evening news nets spent hardly any time at all. In February, 0 minutes. In March, 9 minutes and 4 seconds. That's it. NBC was first with 6 minutes, 31 seconds. ABC was second, 2 minutes, 3 seconds. And CBS was third with a paltry 30 seconds. Almost no coverage at all. Truly outrageous.
Outrageous. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens,
AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Hey, this is Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. That's ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Be sure and get the podcast over there and sign up for our emails today. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And it is my sincere pleasure to welcome my next program. My next guest to the program. My next program to the guest. There's so much going on, I'm telling you right now. It'll make your head spin. Donna Jackson, and she is a part of Project 21 Black Leadership Network. You can find out more about Project 21 at nationalcenter.org. Just type in Project 21. You'll see
the link right there to the Project 21 Black Leadership Network. Donna, welcome. So good to have you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Well, dear, so much for us to talk about. Let's start with the NFL and their, you know, continued insistence on radical ideas. I've got actually a deal up, and I'm going to get over here to it. It is NFL fans fed up with the liberal agenda, and you can find it at Facebook.com/ NFL fans are fed up. Facebook.com/ NFL fans are fed up. Follow the page. But this new one that is out is the NFL is essentially saying that we're going for diversity. Donna, to me, it's the NFL taking a knee, right?
Yes, but it's worse than that. It's not that they're going for just going for diversity. They're actually creating a social engineering experiment where they're creating quotas, not the most qualified individuals for positions and coaching and in the front office, but that they're carving out positions for individuals based solely on their race, sex, religion, and this is actually normalizing discrimination under the pretext of equity. So now I can say that I have to have a woman coach, and I can discriminate against 50% of the population because now only women can apply, or now I have to have a black coach. And so now I can discriminate against 78% of the population in order to create this quota. And what's worse about it is that we already have discrimination laws on our books. But they decided that, no, we need to discriminate. And so now we're going to mandate discrimination. And that's horrible.
And we have Ward Connerly, who comes on the program on a regular basis, and there's a difference between equality and equity. And this doesn't have anything to do with equality. This has to do with things that you have no control over. To me, this is exactly the kind of racist concepts and racist ideas that they say that they are against and that they don't support.
They support racism. They think that there's good discrimination and bad discrimination. And good discrimination is that I decide that the only way that individuals can actually compete for a position is to carve out a position for them by discriminating against everyone else. If you look for the most qualified individuals for a position, you're going to get applicants from every walk of life. That's every race, every sex, every religion. But that's not good enough for them because they want to pick and choose who gets to be chosen and who doesn't. So they're actually mandating discrimination. But what's so bad about it is equity is not equally applied. So you have a sport where 70% of the players are black. And black Americans only make up 12.4% of the population. Are we going to push out those black players in order to make room for Asians, Latinos, whites, so to look more reflective of America? No, we're not going to. They determine some kind of racial quota so that it fits their narrative. And that is so.
I lost you. Say that again.
I said they actually sat down and created a racial quota. So what they're doing is really a large social engineering program or project where they decide that we need X amount of black players. I mean, X amount of white coaches, X amount of women coaches, X amount of Latino coaches, not the people that are the best qualified for the position, but they're just simply picking people based upon their characteristics. And that is wrong, because what Martin Luther King wanted is that everyone will be treated by their ability, not by their outward appearance. And what the NFL says is none of that is right. What we need to do is we need to decide who gets to be what, irregardless of their merits. And it's really bad for minorities because it says you can't compete on your own. This is the soft bigotry of low expectations that says that minorities can never be good enough and measure up. Therefore, we have to carve out positions for them in order for them to be in these positions. And that's discriminate. That's the worst form of discrimination.
Well, and what it says is that your efforts and the level at which you compete are no longer going to be rewarded. And so everyone loses under this particular guise. I note that, you know, a couple of the representatives of your organization are referring to this. It's called the Rooney Rule. But really, it's a veiled attempt to push social justice within the NFL. And this is the exact reason why so many of us stopped watching the NFL and have boycotted the NFL for a number of years, because we're tired of having this stuff shoved down our throats. And I have to tell you something, in watching the NCAA March Madness, I probably will not watch March Madness anymore. And that's a shame. But I don't know that I can stomach it, because of all of the commercials in the in-between promoting everything from this kind of social justice to transgender and males competing as women in sports. And the NCAA has signed off on this stuff.
I absolutely agree. I can't stomach it, and I'm black. I mean, this social justice is just a pretense for more government control. They're actually creating these CRT objectives, government mandates on private institutions. Social justice means nothing other than expanding socialism. And we can do it by determining who gets a job, who doesn't, who gets to be able to dictate the way businesses go, everything. And so there, these social justice warriors are actually taking over every institution in this country.
Right.
And the sad thing is that private industries are going along with it. So they're not going to be competitive anymore.
Well, and the thing to understand is that the definition, see, this is the same reason that we had issues and we came against Common Core. Common Core was it's like a square box, okay? And it's the building blocks for how they wanted education to happen. And the concern wasn't, you know, obviously there were bad things in those boxes they were teaching the kids. But the greater concern was how they were structuring. And so here's what, folks, you have to understand. Even if you're out there and you're thinking, yeah, but, you know, I believe in systemic racism, and I really think that there's all this kind of stuff that's going on, and somebody needs to do something about it, and da 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 da. Okay, even if that's the case, we'll give, you know, I don't believe it. Donna doesn't believe it. We'll give you that argument, though. Here's the problem. You are allowing the government and these entities to create a box And they now get to write in that box whatever the definition is that they want. So mark my words. Right now, oh, it's, you know, this may be about women and blacks or minorities. But mark my words, look what is happening in women's sports. That's not where this is going. Pretty soon, this is going to be about you better be homosexual. You better be trans. You better be whatever it is that they make up. You better be transhuman, or you don't get to be in that box and you don't get to be in their little club. I'm telling you, it's about creating the box and their ability to put the label on the box and decide who's in and who's out. That's what this is really about, Donna. We'll be back. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio. Donna Jackson is my guest. When we get back, we'll talk about some other boxes that they're writing in. How about the Disney box? How about Disney going to war with the citizens of the state of Florida? I've got some ideas for how they can handle that. Back after.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow. And after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-656-1943. 800-656-1943.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-656-1943. 800-656-1943.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till he comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means in that moment they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. You know, the Word of God tells us that we are responsible to protect children. That's something that's a big part of it. And in fact, Jesus goes so far as to suggest that those that would cause an offense or harm to a child, it would be better for them that they would have a millstone hung around their neck and they be dropped into a river, a lake, the sea, than mess with those kids. And here's Disney now that is propagating this idea of forcing the LGBTQ, and let's not make any mistakes, pedophilia is a part of this, but that kids as young as 4 years of age, Donna, are groomed to become exploited sexually at 4 years old. And the state of Florida has said, no, we don't want this kind of indoctrination. We don't want this thrust upon children, especially ages 4 to 9. Your thoughts?
Well, you're absolutely right. Here's the thing. They're trying to take over the right of parents to raise their own children in the way they see fit. And the parents are the ones that are obligated to those kids. And they're the ones that are responsible for their upkeep. You know, this is right in line with critical race theory, because one of the things that critical race, one of the principles of critical race theory is that it's the Western family, the nuclear family, where racism is passed down. So one of the things that when you looked at Black Lives Matter and a lot of these groups, they wanted to destroy that family. And the way they want to do it is through the control of kids. They're going to control the narrative. They want to control what they learn. And that way they can take over the family and institute more Marxism in our society. But that is so harmful. I mean, how is this not child abuse that we would sit down there and expose them to critical race theory, where they're saying that people are born evil and they're irredeemable, that people are born inferior and can never escape. And now this LGBTQ agenda where they're saying that we're going to determine not only what you believe, but your sexual orientation. This is child abuse. They're Agreed. Trying to normalize pedophilia, and they're trying to take over the family.
There is something called the Reedy Creek Improvement District. And this was something that was passed many, 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 many years ago in Florida. And the Disney Corporation essentially has its own government within the state of Florida. They have total control of this area around Reedy Creek, the Reedy Creek Improvement District. They pay no taxes. They get to decide who gets to live there, who gets to build there, what they get to build. I mean, they literally, it's like their own little government situation going on. $580 million in tax-free living going on for Disney. And it's something that's been discussed many times before. But now the state of Florida is saying, you know, this is really ridiculous. And especially if you're going to start bringing people in, and they're talking about putting a community in there, Donna, of these kinds of woke-minded individuals. And I think that the state of Florida has every right to say, no, you're not going to change the balance of power in our state by importing a bunch of radicals, when this is clearly both Republican and Democrats. There are a lot of Democrat voters, Donna, that have said, we don't want our children indoctrinated into this radical agenda. And I think what they need to do is they need to repeal the Reedy Creek Improvement District. They need to put restrictions on Disney's ability to be able to do any more building or expansion. And then what they probably should do is say to Disney, I mean, they just need to make life so difficult for Disney that they literally have to abandon their property and go, I don't know, maybe Washington, D.C. They can build something next to the White House.
I absolutely agree with that. I think that these woke corporations have too much power and too much control over people's lives.
Yep.
They were never elected to govern the people,
yep.
But they somehow think they've been given a mandate by these woke organizations to do that very thing. The fact that you would sit there and decide from California that you're going to tell Floridians what they can do in their lives and how they can raise their children is a danger. They don't care about the American population. They're trying to actually circumvent the Constitution of this country, take away individual rights from our person.
Yep.
They're trying to give minors the ability to consent to things like pedophilia, to things like you know, contracts or whatever the situation.
Yep.
That's what they're trying to do in order to control the population and put their agenda through.
It's
their primary goal is to make sure wokeness is infiltrated in every household by taking away your rights.
It is absolutely horrific what this actually means. And you know, again, I really do believe, you know, I said this on the program, I'll say it again right now, and Donna, you give me your thoughts, but here's what's happened, folks. We have a Constitution of the United States of America that protects, a Bill of Rights that protects the citizenry from this kind of radical stuff going on from the government. They've determined now on the left that, hey, guess what? We figured out a way around the Constitution. We don't have to unwind the Constitution. We're just going to let these companies, these private entities, even these public corporations like Disney, we're going to cause them to get woke, and they're going to take away the rights of individuals. To me, that's a form of terrorism. They are terrorizing citizens of the United States. I believe woke corporations are the new terrorists. And they are the true domestic terrorists in our country.
Oh, I absolutely believe that. And what they're doing, and I think the danger is, when individuals think that they have to give up their constitutional rights because they believe or been taught that they're infringing on someone else's constitutional rights, that's the real danger.
Yep.
You're still, as an individual, endowed with a right to pursue your happiness.
Yes.
And so you should never, ever give up your constitutional rights to do so. But that's what they're teaching people, that somehow if you pursue your rights, then you're infringing on someone else.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.